This program is intended for mature audiences only.
Welcome to the Expanded Lovemaking Show. I'm your host, Dr. Patty Taylor of expandedlovemaking.com. And I teach you how to make exquisite love. This is part one of a two-part series. Have you ever wondered about adult films? Who watches them? Are there differences between them? Are all of them pornography? Or can some of them be educational or turn you on, even if you're not into porn? Can they expand your consciousness? Here today to discuss this fascinating topic of conscious X-rated adult films is our guest, Dr. Gary Schubach.
It was estimated that over $4 billion a year worth of adult films are sold each year and growing. And the emergence of the internet has even created more opportunities for both commercial porn films and for homemade porn films. The idea behind a sexual patterning film is that while it's entertaining, its primary function is to teach. They're animated films, they're you know, like Disney, but except they're sexual characters, and they are sexually explicit, and they are very, very artistic. They're very, very, very well done. You know, in my experiences, in terms of men, it's fairly selective. A lot of men will not prefer these films to the more traditional meat shots and those kinds of things. I would say probably the most of the list, the one that seems to do the best with men would be probably Michael Ninn's movie Shock, which is really his masterpiece.
Hi, Gary. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Patty. It's really good to be here with you today.
Yes, it's great to have you here. So, Gary, who's also Dr. G, I chose you specifically for your expertise in this area. Well, let me tell you a little bit about Gary. Gary is an associate professor at the Institute for the Advanced Study of Human Sexuality, who lectures at various universities and institutes worldwide. One of his lecture specialties is the uses of media to express human sexuality. He is the founder of the website drg.com, which offers articles, videos, and products that he's personally selected to help men and women have hotter, more fulfilling love lives. Among his specialties is an entire section devoted to the review of his favorite X-rated adult films. His store also specializes in sexual enhancement products, and we're all in luck because that will be the topic of part two of this show. Dr. Schubach also has a private practice coaching on intimacy and sexual issues by email, person, and over the phone. So I am so happy we have Gary here with us today. We have a phenomenal show planned. I have been so excited that I am already quivering just thinking about all the scenes from all the films we're going to hear about. So, today we will talk to Gary about adult films, what kinds there are, what Gary recommends, and how we can use them to enhance our own abilities to be better lovemakers. Well, let's get started. I'd like to have an overview of the field of adult films.
Well, it's a large subject. I mean, it was estimated that over $4 billion a year worth of adult films are sold each year and growing. And the emergence of the internet has even created more opportunities for both commercial porn films and for homemade porn films. People just simply make them at home and post them on the internet. So it's a huge subject, and that involves millions and millions of people around the world.
Okay, now you only have a very select number of films on your website. So clearly you have decided to narrow down that film. What categories of films do you offer?
I guess the way that I would define them are there are traditional adult or porn, as we use that term. I've always had a little bit of problem with that, with the term pornography. I mean, what it means literally, if you get the dictionary out, it comes from the Greek pornos, which means writing about prostitutes. So that's not exactly descriptive of what they are. And as one Supreme Court justice said a long time ago, he says, I can't define what a porn film is, but I can tell you when I see one. So it can be such a broad range. I mean, there are people who consider artwork hanging in the museum as pornography, or consider television shows that might have just simple light nudity as pornography. And then there's what we more traditionally consider pornography, which is very kind of hardcore, explicit sexual images. People fucking, or what in the porn industry we call meat shots, which are pretty long, consistent, focused shots on genitalia or on blowjobs and that's probably 99% of the porn films that come out are those kinds of films with meat shots and a kind of this traditional look, three positions and a cum shot, used to say in the porn industry.
Okay, so we are talking about pornography here, but I noticed that on your website, and you are a professor of media expression of adult films. So you have different categories of adult films. Would you like to tell us what these categories are, and then we can kind of go deeper into, you know, what they are, and you know, then we can, maybe our listeners might figure out if there's one of those categories or more that might be interesting to them.
Well, there are a variety of different what you might call categories. One is, of course, fetish films. Films that involve more of an appeal to the mind and the visual. When we were talking, you mentioned Michael Ninn films. Michael Ninn is a master of that kind of film. And before he got into making adult film, he was a fashion photographer. So he came from that kind of a background. And, you know, he portrays in his films, he portrays women and the sexual act in a very stylized way, with costumes and color and latex and high heels, things that will catch people's visual attention. And also they're very stylized in the sense of, if you look, they will change scenes or fade into another scene, usually no more than every 10 seconds or so, where the more traditional ones will hold a meat shot. It seems like forever. Sometimes 5 minutes, 10 minutes, it seems like forever.
Well, I love Michael Ninn and fetish films, so we're definitely going to come back to him. He is amazing. What else? There's sexual patterning. Want to tell us about those?
I don't know that I would consider sexual patterning films as porn films. Again, it gets the use of that word pornography, and porn. The idea behind a sexual patterning film is that while it's entertaining, its primary function is to teach. It is to either actually puts out suggestions for people, or like some of the ones you've seen, it may not have a teaching message, but it's putting images that are designed for people to use, to pattern, to see these images and in a kind of subtle way, and to use them themselves in their sex play. I'll give you an example. When I was young, when I was maybe 18, and these things were just starting to come into the theaters, I would go see the Alex Dorenzi films, which are classics, because nobody had ever taught me how to make love. I didn't know how to eat pussy or do anything like that. And those films, which were quite beautiful, the Dorenzi films were strikingly beautiful for their time, were taught me. I saw the film, then went and tried it out. And it was the best sex education available at, at that time. So in the patterning films, we're trying to put out behavior that people will not just be entertained by, but will copy themselves. Whether we put a message on it, you know, do they actually do this, or whether they just watch them and see them and copy the behavior. And a lot of, you know, some porn stars like Candida Royale and Nina Hartley have gone from making traditional porn to making patterning films.
Okay, so they're basically your sex education films, and so we watch them and then we go and copy them, basically, if we want to.
That's it. But the only difference I would make in maybe a third category of sex education films are other films that you and I have been involved with are actually teaching in the film. They have a point they want to make, and they're actually teaching in the film, as opposed to just doing the behavior and having people model it.
Okay, are there any other categories of film that we ought to know about?
I can't think of any, of course. There's lots of subcategories to the porns and to the different kinds of fetish films. One thing I found, and we were talking about this a little bit, you and I, before, was people often will sometimes get films that are to their personal tastes. Like, I have certain activities that I enjoy sexually, and I will sometimes collect films that aren't particularly great in terms of their entertainment value, but they're relevant in terms of a sexual, some particular area of sexuality that's a turn on for me.
Like what? Can you give us an example?
I like gangbang films.
Uh-huh. Okay. Gary reveals all.
So that's one example. And I'll tell you what I really like. Here's one for the listeners. Here's something that you may not know about. There's some really stylish Japanese animated films. Sometimes they're called anime, A-N-I-M-E, and sometimes they're also known as...
Okay, the word doesn't matter. Just describe it.
Well, like I said, they're animated films. They're you know, like Disney, but except they're sexual characters, and they are sexually explicit, and they are very, very artistic. They're very, very, very well done.
Wow. So there's a bunch of amazing things out there. Do you talk about some of these things on your website?
I haven't yet gotten into the animated films. This is something I've just really become aware of in the last 6 months, and I'm starting to you know, save favorites of mine. And the name, the term I was looking for before was called Hental, H-E-N-T-A-L. If you look under or H-E-N-T-A-I, if you look under that term, you'll find them.
Okay, well, we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back, and, you have reviewed, and you're actually quite famous for your list of the greatest movies of all time. It's one of the reasons, one of the many reasons people go to your website. So we're going to come back and find out what are some of your favorites from these categories. So please stay with us. This is Dr. Patty Taylor, and I'm here with Dr. Gary Schubach. And you can learn more about Dr. Gary and also about expanding your sexuality at his amazing website, drg.com. And I'll spell that for you, DOCTORG.com. So we will be right back. Please stay with us.
Listen to Sex, Love, and Intimacy, a podcast providing weekly audio workshops for your pleasure and connection on personallifemedia.com.
We're back, and we're talking about conscious X-rated adult films with Dr. Gary Schubach. So before the break, we were talking about the field as a whole, and now I would like to talk about some of your favorites from each category and, of course, what makes them your favorites.
Well, it's an interesting question, and of course, we're talking about really 10 magnificent films here. These are the best of the best. And all the hundreds of thousands of these films that have been made, these are the best. And most people would agree with me on that, although some people will have a personal favorite, you know, that may not be on this list. One thing I'd say about all of these films, except one of them, is that the plot, if they do have a plot, is not essential. It really is filler between the sex scenes, and that's the case in most films. The one exception to this list is the opening of Misty Beethoven, which is basically that's the My Fair Lady story. It is the Pygmalion story in adult films, and just like in My Fair Lady, it is what we call a totally integrated movie musical, just as the opening of Misty Beethoven is a totally integrated adult film. The tension between Eliza Doolittle and Professor Higgins, as in the movie musical, which takes place in the porn film, the dialogue is essential to set up the conflict in the sex scenes. So it's quite unique. The analogy is My Fair Lady, because it is the porn My Fair Lady, and it is a fully integrated movie adult film. The plot and the sex scenes are essential to each other. You can't have one without the other.
Is the sex still an essential part of that? I mean, is there what's a favorite scene from that for you?
Well, there's of course the scene that's the parallel between the one in My Fair Lady when they've gone to the ball and she's finally has convinced that everyone that she's really authentic, that she's really an heiress or a countess or whatever. And in the adult film, there is a scene where they go to the ball, and she convinces them that she's really a high priced courtesan, and it's a really wonderful scene. I mean, it's beautiful. It's well filmed. The music is spectacular. I think in that film it has a lot of classical music that they didn't have to get the rights to. That's really quite beautiful, and adds the musical track adds an awful lot to that film, as it does to many good porn films. So the filming is very beautiful. Production values are very high. Lots of cameras. It's really well done.
Wow, that sounds really beautiful. Well, I see you have here House of Dreams, and again, isn't Andrew Blake one of those very visual filmmakers? I love Andrew Blake. Again, like Michael Ninn, very. Into the fantasy, into the visual, and I would have to say that is really my kind of a film.
Yeah, and I agree. Blake, like Ninn, was a fashion photographer before he started making films, so he had an eye for women and how to portray women. House of Dreams is my favorite Blake film, and it's the house that's the plot. It's the common thread. This gorgeous house in Hollywood is the thread that holds the sex scenes together, and the sex scenes in House and Dreams, they have no interconnection particularly between them, but they are just gorgeous scenes. Some of the finest scenes ever filmed.
Do you find that there are certain of these 10 films of your favorite 10 of this great recommended list that women like more than men?
I think Candida Royale's Three Daughters is a women's favorite. I think there have been a number of studies showing that. It's a woman's film, and it is an excellent film for any genre. I mean, even if it didn't have sex scenes in it, if it was softcore, if they softcored it, it still would be a good film.
And what makes it... Can you give us a scene from Candida Royale that would make it so amazing for men and for women?
Well, it's the inner relationship between the mother and the three daughters, and it flows really naturally, and you get a sex positive view of a family and of young women growing to maturity with the support of a parent that you don't see in any other film. There's some straight films that deal with that, but in an adult film you don't see anything that approaches that.
Okay, so but how about for the explicit sexual scenes?
They're not what we call meat shots, in that they don't have that long focus on genitals, but it's fully explicit. The scenes are like in a Nina or a Blake movie. They flow. The music is integral to what makes them work.
Okay, so there are lots of lovemaking scenes and women with women and men with men and all that kind of stuff.
Well, you don't see a lot of men with men.
Oh, I'm sorry, men with women.
In porn films. I mean, there is a whole genre.
Well, not in this film, though.
Yeah, but not in these straight films. It's almost the kiss of death.
Right, right. Okay, so how about men? What are these films in your top 10 list do the men really seem to go crazy for?
I think it's, you know, in my experiences, in terms of men, it's fairly selective. A lot of men will not prefer these films to the more traditional meat shots and those kinds of things. I would say probably the most of the list, the one that seems to do the best with men would be probably Michael Ninn's movie Shock, which is really his masterpiece.
Uh-huh.
I think you've probably seen it before, but it's long, but not 1 minute too long. I mean, it's a very long film, but it's just superb, and it has a lot of kind of fetish images and stuff that guys seem to like.
And can you describe a scene out of that for us?
Well, there's that whole sequence they have with the Buddha-like character. There's a Buddha-like character, and he has all these women, gorgeous women on chains, and he goes from one fantasy to another with each of these women. That whole sequence seems to be quite popular. Also, the Tiffany Millions got a really good double penetration scene with Peter North, and I can't remember who the other male actor is in Shock. That's, in terms of a double penetration scene, it's about the best that you'll find anywhere.
Wow. Oh, that sounds pretty hot. So, let's talk about your movie. You just came out with a new movie yourself, didn't you?
It's just coming out finally. I shot this a few years ago. It's taken a while for it to come out. It is an educational film. It is not a porn film. It's basically how to stimulate the G-spot and assist a woman to an ejaculatory orgasm. And it's Dr. Susan Block and I, and I'm doing the hands-on, and another associate of ours is narrating the what I'm doing, and then there's a point in time when Dr. Block takes over at the controls, and it's really interesting. It's interesting, the feedback between her and the woman who was being done. I mean, in terms of the communication of the woman telling Dr. Block what she wants, exactly what she wants, and then when she doesn't get it, correct her and get her to give her what she wants.
Okay, and the title of that is The Art and Passion of the G-Spot and Female Ejaculation.
That's it.
That's right, and you can see a preview of this on your website, is that correct?
Right, we have a trailer, what we call a trailer, or a preview on that, and actually most of our major films have trailers. I really believe that people should get a chance to look for free before they buy.
Me too.
So, I'm very proud of the films that we carry, and they're unconditionally guaranteed. If anyone just doesn't like one for any reason, I'll give them their money back.
Okay, well, that's really good. Well, this is giving me definitely a sense that there's a wide variety of different kinds of films you can get there. Educational, just pure pornography, fetish work, and kind of movies. And that you can go to your website and really pick and choose. So we're going to take another break. And when we come back, what I want to do is kind of find out how we can use these films really to expand our consciousness and kind of incorporate this into being better lovers. So do stay with us. I want to make a few points before before I take the break, first of all, I want to say that Dr. Gary Schubach has another dynamite show with us, Episode 7, which is our famous Squirt and Squirting podcast, Real Female Ejaculations and Female Orgasms, which is an amazing show. So if you just want to check out that really fun podcast, also, please go check it out. And we will be right back. This is Dr. Patty Taylor, and if you want to check out Dr. Gary's website, www.drg.com, DOCTORG.com.
Listen to Sex, Tantra, and Kama Sutra, a weekly internet audio program from personallifemedia.com. Learn ancient secrets that turn on the soul of sex at personallifemedia.com.
Okay, we're back, and this is Dr. Patty Taylor, and we are talking about conscious X-rated adult films with Dr. Gary Schubach. And I just wanted to say that for those of you who don't have a pen and paper with you and are really fast writers, we will provide the links for some of this stuff in our blog, and the rest of it you can just get from the transcripts to this show on Expanded Lovemaking, and the transcript to this show at personallifemedia.com. So you can capture all the information here, and you can also just go to drg.com and have some fun on this website, because there are so many articles, and I think once you get there, it's really easy to navigate around and find all these top 10 lists and, you know, everything. But Gary's personal recommendations from today really are in the transcripts, and we will blog about it too. So let's continue about using these films to expand our consciousness. Obviously, what we see in films, one way or another, does impact us. It impacts our consciousness. We model, we being us listeners out here in the real world, it impacts us in a number of ways. What do you think how do you think this impacts us, these in terms of the stereotypes of women?
Well, there's a variety of ways. The porn films, I'm sad to say, often reinforce what I consider to be a dysfunctional view of women. Like I said, there are often three positions in a cum shot. They way understate the female response cycle. You know, they make this assumption that women are just all turned on, and if you lick their pussies for a few seconds, and you know, they're going to be ready to go. And so they're, I don't think those are particularly useful models, and in fact may reinforce dysfunctionality.
I am so glad you said that. Oh, yay! Right, they are not particularly accurate, are they?
Oh, not at all. You know,
and is that? Yeah, thank you.
And but then, you know, then you have the films like when we talked about the educational ones. The only problem with the educational ones, if you play them when you're making love, they're distracting, because you have to concentrate. In some level, you have to concentrate on what they're saying, and then there's a nice in between. There's a films like Lover's Guide to Advanced Sexual Techniques, which is I think the best general adult sex education film ever made, and certainly sold the most copies by far. And it's the kind of film where the music is great, the background music is great. If you weren't listening to what they were saying, the thing is still visually beautiful. It would make a nice background to making love. The music is good. And if you only see the first 10 minutes, even if you own a copy and you play it 30 times, you'll get it. Sooner or later, you will get everything that they're saying.
Well, that's a pretty major endorsement.
Well, it's a great film. I fought to have for years to have that released in DVD in the U.S. I'm proud that we have an exclusive on it right now in the U.S.
Okay, great. So there are some films that actually do promote positive stereotypes. What else?
Well, you saw Liquid Love last week. I think I've seen every film, obviously because of my work. I've seen every film out on G-spot and female ejaculation. As far as I'm concerned, in terms of entertainment value, Liquid Love is head and shoulders above anything else that's been made so far.
It's a phenomenal film. Absolutely exquisite, beautiful, fun, entertaining. It's just so worth the price of admission. It's a celebration of life, love, and everything in it, and women. It's just a truly phenomenal experience, isn't it?
Yeah. And this filmmaker, just like I mentioned with Nin and Blake,
it's about female ejaculation, I want to add.
Yeah, it's absolutely. And it's all women, too. It's an all-women's film. It's women talking about women's issues. And, like I mentioned before, this filmmaker, his former... He filmed dance, and it's one of my premises is that dance is filming dance is close to filming human sexuality, in that it's about the movements of body and bodies in space and time. So people who can shoot dance are usually much better at shooting human sexuality. So it's quite beautiful that way. It's beautiful in its use of colors. Of background colors and foreground colors and the framing of images is really quite extraordinary.
And I just love that the women that did it, were so proud and just who they were modeled their own, pride in their own bodies. And to me, that's also spoke to me at a very deep level.
And another film like that is superb is The O-Tapes. Which is a similar sort of film. Again, all women talking about women's issues, but shot very beautifully by a Hollywood director with traditional Hollywood credits.
Okay, great. So there are some things out there. I also want to say I think there is a place for traditional porn. I do think that sometimes women do like hardcore porn, and I don't think all porn is bad. I think there are a lot of women that like porn, and I think sometimes it can be just a fun thing to watch some porn. And, I think judging things, porn can be a problem if you get addicted to it. So can food. So I don't want to fall into the trap that, like, porn is bad. It's what you do with it when it's misused. So I just wanted to make that point, too.
I want to reinforce that. I see this all the time, particularly with men, but also to some extent with women now who won't or can't, and I don't like to use the word can't, but don't get turned on unless they put these images on and compulsively watch these kinds of images on a daily basis. And, I defend to the death people's right to make these films and to watch them, but I do think we have to be honest about when people are substituting interpersonal relationship for these distant, more images, these non-personal kinds of, direct personal kinds of images?
That's true. But, they can be used for married. I know of a married couple who actually I worked with a while ago, and they had a crisis in their relationship where they had been married for 20 years. They had never been with another couple. They had young children. They didn't want to stray, but they reached that kind of tension point. And they discovered porn, and they found that this was their way of having outside experiences without having to stray. And it actually, they both came to me and said, "Patty, would you please do a show on porn sometime, because it saved our marriage, and now we watch porn." At first, it was just my husband who went and did it behind my back, and he's gotten me into it, and now we do it together, and honestly, we don't want to stray anymore. So I'm just kind of relating that on their behalf. This is a true story.
And one that I remember is I had a client not long ago where the wife was very upset because she found her husband watching gay porn, and he had no interest in actually going out and doing it or being in the gay lifestyle or doing what would be necessary to make that kind of interaction happen. But he found himself interested and curious in the genre. And, I I tried to make them see that this kind of curiosity is quite normal. It's quite reasonable. It's different from acting out on it. It's entirely different.
So, you know, I guess porn is like, you know, a cookie. I mean, you know, it's what you do with it, right? It can be a wonderful thing, or, you know, maybe it's something that you would want to just explore or do coaching with, or it could be a problem, or it could be something wonderful, just like anything else in life.
Yeah, and a lot of the where it's made a problem is a result of people's beliefs that they grew up with about it. You know, the church, things like that, not actually the activity itself. I see that a lot, particularly with women. There's just a revulsion to the genre without so much the what's being depicted.
Well, we're coming to a close. I wanted to know if you had any thoughts that you wanted to share or ponder before we brought the show to an end.
Well, you know, I have tried to, and will continue to try to encourage the porn industry to improve their product, to have better production values, to be more focused and do focus groups for women on their product, to treat it in the way similar to the way the Hollywood studios do. And so I've been after them about that, and I will continue to be.
Okay, great. So any last inspiring words?
Have fun. Enjoy sex. Have fun. Love each other.
Okay, very, very simple. Well, with those beautiful, beautiful words, love each other, we're going to bring this show to a close. Thank you so much, Dr. G.
Thank you, Patty. It's always a pleasure being here with you.
It's a pleasure being here with you too, Gary. I'm going to make one request to my listeners. I'd love your help if you would take 5 minutes and fill out an anonymous listener survey for my show, which helps me understand you better and helps create sponsor confidence to sell advertising for my show. If you would go to survey.personallifemedia.com and just fill out their survey. I did it. It's fast and it's easy and really helps me out. Thank you. So anyway, this does bring us to the end of our show. Thank you for listening. You can always send me email at patty@personallifemedia.com. For text and transcripts of the show, please visit my website at personallifemedia.com. And also, please visit me, Dr. Patty Taylor, at expandedlovemaking.com, where you can join my mailing list and find out more about my products, events, and services. This is Dr. Patty Taylor. That's all for now. I remain yours in ever-expanding lovemaking, and I'll see you next week.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.